Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for kol hacholim, b'miyuchad those who are sick with the coronavirus. And we should have Yeshua Solomon. This year is based on the Torah of Hagon, Rabbi Baruch Mordechai Zerachi Shlita. It's one of my favorite Rashi Yeshiva, Ein de Gedor. And he has a whole set called the Birchas Mordechai, which just, I love his far. I love his writing style, and his hagdaras, and his hafchanos. It's mamish terrific. So in his Sefer on Psachim, the end, he has a number of simanim talking about Inyani Sfira Sa'omer. And I thought how wonderful it would be if we could learn that together. This is in Siman Nun Aleph, the Pri Chodosh and Siman Tov Pei Tes, Paskins, that somebody who forgot and didn't count Sfiras HaOmer cannot make a bracha in order to be motzi those who are mechuyev bebracha. So if you forgot, you missed a day, so you can't make a bracha to be motzi those who have to make a say Sfiras HaOmer with a bracha. And his rise from the Yerushalmi in Perek Gimel, in Perek Beis, Halacha Gimel, in Megillah, that a Ben-Ir is not motzi a Ben-Krach b'kriyas ha-Megillah, like it says there, that since the Ben-Ir isn't mechuyev b'davar, he can't motzi as harabi midei chovasim, he can't be motzi the Ben-Krach who's reading on one of the earlier days in the Mekorei Kodesh, of Hagon Rav Tzvi, meaning reading on the 11th, 12th, and 13th, when the Bnei Krach, on the 15th, when the Bnei Korachim read, a Ben Ir is supposed to read on the 14th, a Ben Krach reads on the 15th. So a Ben Ir is not Motzi a Ben Krach, B'kriyas HaMegillah, since he's not Mechuyev B'davar, he can't be Motzi a Sarabim Yidei Chovasim. In the Mekorei Kodesh, of a Gaon Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, who Rav Avadi Yosef calls in his Sfarim, Moifes Hador. So he says there in Siman Samech Vav that there's a Machlokas Bein HaPoskim B'dinze. In the Pekinesis Hagadol, he brings in the name of the Rabbani Saloniki, which is in Greece, that even if you missed a day of counting, you can still be motzi others with a bracha, even if you yourself can't make the bracha, but you can still make the bracha on behalf of others. And so they say in the name of the Heilige Beis Halevi, Rav Yosef Dov Halevi Soloveitchik, that he did this lemaisa when he was not able to make a bracha on Sfira because he forgot one day. He asked one of the people davening that he shouldn't make a bracha on his own, and he, the Heilige Beis Halevi, will be motzi him with the bracha. But the Knesset HaGadol himself argues, and he holds like the Pri Chodosh, that this doesn't fly. If you missed a day, you are not allowed to be motzi others. Ube'emes tzarech iyun midivrei ha-Yerushalmi hanal. We have to understand this shita according to the Yerushalmi. Maishna Kriyas HaMegillah Mibircha says Sfira. Why is Kriyas HaMegillah different than Sfira? In other words, we're asking on the shita of the Beis HaLevi and the Knesset HaGadol in the name of the Rabbani Saloniki that even if you missed a day, you could be motzi others. How is this different than Kriyas HaMegillah? If a Ben Ir is not a Bar Chiyuva, like the Chiyuv of a Ben Krach, and Memele he can't be Motzi him in the Bracha, so why, if somebody skips a day of Sfira, is he considered a Bar Chiyuva to be Motzi someone else who's Chayuv in the Bracha of Sfira? This is unze kashe. So says Harav Izrachi, V'ashir yire lomar bezehu, dihine yesod musadhu, we have a fundamental principle that there are two dinim in that we require a bar chiyuva in order to be motzi his friend. Shabilchato tehei bracha velo bracha levatala v'sheyehei mechuyav badavar. Number one, his bracha has to be a bracha. It has to have a chalos bracha. It can't be a bracha levatala. And number two, he also has to be mechuyev bedavar. It's not enough that he stop make a bracha, that his bracha should be a good bracha, that's number one, but he himself also has to be a mechuyev bedavar. V'chalokim hema ze mize bedargat ha-mechuyav. And they're different they're different than it. There's a distinction between the two in the level of the mechuyav. What does this mean? That we require a mechuyav in order that the bracha shouldn't be a bracha levatala, that's enough even if he has a chiyuv midrabanan. Because all we need is that there should be a chalois shem bracha on his bracha. So even a bracha derabanan is called a bracha. But that we require mechuyav bedavar, mitzad hakoach lehotzi es chaveiro, that we require mechuyav bedavar, in order to be motzi's friend. The second aspect, the second requirement of being motzi your friend, is that he's considered a mechuyav bedavar. There we require that it should be the same level of chiyuv. If I have to be mechuyav bedavar in order to be motzi you, I have to have the same level of chiyuv. In order that my bracha should be called a bracha maspik, that it should be a bracha derabana. But in order that I should be motzi you, I have to be on the same level as you. Makes sense? Good. And that would mean, for example, that if he doesn't have the same level, he can't be motzi him. Like if somebody is a trei derabanan, he's a double derabanan level, he's only yotzi two derabanans, he has two derabanans on him, and another person has only one derabanan, so let's say it's a mitzvah derabanan and a katan. So that's trei derabanans, and this person is only doing the mitzvah derabanan, but he's not a katan. So that's trei derabanan's not motzi. One derabanan lekamashitis rishonim. Now we paskin that even though yatsa afal pisha yatsa motzi, and that's because of the din of arvus, like Rashi explains in Rosh Hashanah, chavtes amet aleph, k'sharei kol yisrael arevim ze bazeh lemitzvus. So this psak that we have that afal pisha yatsa motzi, that even though you're already yotze, you could be motzi others, that's because of arvus. Arvus means that we're responsible for each other in mitzvahs. But that's only where you require a chalos shem bracha, that it shouldn't be a bracha levatala. So there it's understood that through the din of arvus, it becomes a bracha. Through the din of arvus, the bracha is not a bracha levatala. So if I was already yotze kiddush, I can come home, I can make kiddush for my vab. A vab is, it could be vibes. It's also a wife. You hope your wife gives you positive vibes. That's why she's called a vibe. So, I was already yotzei kiddush, and then I come home yotzei my wife. So that's enough to give it a chalos shem bracha. But, that's arvus. Mashen kein, when we require mechuyav bedavar, which is midine lahotzi yidei chovasa. Okay, so he has a din arvus. Yes, he's responsible, but he's still not considered mechuyav bedavar. In order to be motzi somebody else, I need to be mechuyav bedavar, and the fact that there's arvus doesn't make me mechuyav bedavar. The arvus, suggests Rabbi Zerachi, is only enough to give my bracha shem bracha. But does arvus give me the same dargas chiyuv as the other person who says? Now the Tur in Aruch Chaim in Siman Reish Yud Tes writes in the name of the Rush, Ve'im bireich acha acher v'amar bruch Hashem l'kenu b'cholam asher gmolcha kol tuv v'ana amen yatsa. So if somebody else makes a bracha of hagomel and then the person answers amen, he's yotze. Uperish Adoni Avi, the Rush explains, Afal gav d'shomea yotze b'shmiya b'lo anias amen. Even though you're yotze with shmi, even without answering amen, hanu dafka. K'sham avarich chayiv gam kein b'bracha, z yotze ha-shomea b'lo anias amen. Aval hacha kevan shehem lo, ayu chayavim b'bracha zu, l'kach hutzrachu lanos amen. V'lo chashiv bracha levatala, kevan shehem lo nischayvu ba, shehem nasnu shevich v'hodoya l'makom baruchu. So, even though somebody who hears without answering Amen, your Yotze, that's Dafka when the Mevarich is also Chayiv. So the Shomea is Yotze without answering Amen. But here, since the person making the Bracha wasn't Chayiv, therefore he had to answer Amen, and it's not considered a Bracha Levatala, since they weren't Mischayiv in it, because they're giving Shevach V'Hodaya L'Makom Baruch Hu. They're praising Hashem. So it's not considered a Bracha Levatala. And the Amen allows the person to be Yotze. If the one says the Rush, if the person who making the Bracha is Mechayev, if he is Chayev, then you can just listen and be Yotze. Shema Kionim. But if he's not Chayev, so then you have to say Amen. And what happens when you say Amen? So then you're Yotze. And why is his Bracha not Levatala? Because he's praising Hashem. So L'chora, this is very difficult to understand. Because the Rush himself writes that the bracha is not a bracha levatala. And because of that, the amen is effective. Because it's pashit that a bracha levatala is not a bracha. So what is amen? Help. So now, why isn't it effective by Shomea Keone? That a person, mikoch din zeh, can be mostly his friend yidei chovaso. Why is that any different than arvus? Why can't it be a bracha on his own? Here it's a bracha mitzad atzmo. So why is it necessary to answer amen? Why does the Rush say that if he himself isn't chayiv in this bracha, the person making the bracha, then the person listening has to say amen? So if it was a bracha levatala, so the amen's not going to help. What does an amen help for a bracha levatala? So it's obviously not levatala. So if it's not levatala, then let's just say shomea keone. Ve'al karchach muchach mizeh. That they're really two dinim. And this that we require, that we require in order to be motzi a friend yidei chovaso. And therefore, it's true that through the svar of the Rush, it's not a bracha levatala. And therefore, the amen is going to be effective. It's not a bracha levatala because he's praising Hashem. Person's praising Hashem. It's not a bracha levatala, and therefore the amen is going to be a good amen. But if you want to be yotzi your friend yidei chovaso, shelo al yidei amen, just listening, and then it's like you said the bracha, just by listening, it's not enough that the bracha is a bracha. We require that you should have the same dargas chiyuv. And here they don't have the same dargas chiyuv. Because the person's just praising Hashem, he's praising Hashem. The person's listening is chayiv in birchas hagomel. He's chayiv lahodas. And therefore you can't be yotze unless you say amen. Kach mati in mishmei, that's what they say in the name of Reb Shmuel Rizovsky. The pshat in the Rush is that the amen it's like you're now saying the bracha yourself, right? That's what the amen says. The amen is like you're giving your stamp of approval to the bracha. So that's like it's like you made the bracha yourself. So if that's the case, we understand. If he doesn't say amen, so you're right, the other guy's bracha was a bracha. And you're right. It's not a bracha, it's not a bracha levatala. So fine. So he's making a bracha that's not a bracha levatala. So why can't I just listen and be yotze? The answer is because he doesn't have the same dargas chiyuv that I do. The other guy isn't chayiv in agomel, and I, let's say the listener, is chayiv in agomel. So, since he doesn't have the same dargas chiyuv, he can't be motzi me, because like we said before, that there are two dinim in being motzi your friend in a bracha. One din is that the bracha has to have a chalos shem bracha, and here it does. And the other din is that he has to be mechuyev bedaver on the same level as the person he's being motzi. So if that's the case, we understand why he has to answer Amen, because he's not considered mechuyev, he's not chayev in agomel, the person making the bracha, the listener is. So since they're not on the same level, he can't stop be motzi him with the etzem bracha that he made, because it's a weaker bracha. It's a bracha of somebody who's not mechuyev b'davar, and therefore the listener has to say Amen. And that Amen is like he said the bracha, and therefore now he's yotze. So Rav Yochanan says, al pizeh, kovetz shiurim bei simin lamed, that we can explain the Mordechai in Megillah and simin tov shin tzadi ches. Famous Mordechai. V'nishal ha-rab Rav Tuvia, mivina, ech sagina ho poter banav u'bnei beito mikidush. אבל רבי יהודה דאמר סומה פטורים כן לא מחייב אלא מדרבנן ואיך יעתי דרבנן ומפיק דאורייתא. So Rav Tuvia from Vienna was asked how a blind person lo aleinu ולא על אף אחד can patter his family in Kiddush. If a sum is patter, so min ha-mitzvah, so he's not chayev min ha-Torah. Lo mechayev ela midrabanan. And so how's the derabanan gonna be motzi a deraisa? V'heishiv the ashkechan dechavasag abe kiddush gufei. Gam benidon zeh haisaginor yesh lomer shemotzi acher ma'mechuyav midoraisa. Alf v'shen ma'mechuyav ela midrabanan. The afal gav the gabe nashim v'chulei parach v'chulei. Heichi as derabanan perish nashim mapik deraisa perish acherim. Yeshlom deshani nashim shlo yavol lidei chiyuv liola. Aval zeh yachol lo v'dei lichiyuv deraisa minis pakeach. V'hoil v'chein yachol hotzi acher midechovas and alf bishum midrabanan. V'heim midoraisa. So what we see here is that you require two, that he has to at least be chayiv derabanan. If he's not at least chayiv derabanan, then he can't be motzi. And also that he has to be a bar hachi, he has to be capable of coming to the chiyuv of the one being yotze. So therefore the suma is considered a bar chiyuva, because he could come to a chiyuv deraisa if he opens up his eyes. Now there's a woman, like we see in the Gemara, if she's derabanan, she can't be motzi a man in benching. It's because they're never going to come lidei chiyuv le'olam. But here, this suma, A, is chayv derabanan, so his bracha has a shem bracha. And B, if he would get his sight back, then he'd be chayv himself midaraisa, right? If you say that a suma is patur man mitzvah, but if he gets his sight back, then he'd be chayv even midaraisa. So that's enough to allow him to be motzi his family. We have a kasha here. So we said that he has both. He himself is chayv derabanan, and he's a bar hachi to come to the daraisa, and therefore he can be motzi somebody who's chayv daraisa. But if he's a bar hachi to come to a daraisa, then why can somebody he not be motzi even if he's not even chayv derabanan? Why do we have to come on to the chayv derabanan? Why isn't it just enough to say that he's a bar hachi? He could theoretically, in principle, come to a chayv daraisa. Why isn't that enough to be motzi? So it must be like we said, that this, that he can come to the chiyuv of the one who's being yotze, that is ad kamish en ogeh hadavar to the din of bar chiyuv. Shumidine lehotzi yidei chove b'shomea keone. So that's midine lehotzi yidei chove, if you want to come to shomea keone, and be on the same level of bar chiyuv, that just listening is enough. So there, your capacity to become a bar chiyuv is sufficient. So there, the Mordechai was mechadesh that if he could come lidei chiyuv, he's called a bar chiyuva. Mashen kain, when we require that the bracha itself should be a bracha, not a bracha lebatala, so it's not enough he could come lidei chiyuv. Now it's a bracha lebatala. And because of this, we require that he should be chayav al kolpanim de rabbanon, because only through his chiyuv de rabbanon, it's not a bracha levatala, and it's shayach to be yotze yidei chovas chova bevirchasa. Ain sham bekovet shirim. In other words, the fact that he's de rabbanon gives his bracha a shem bracha. We said you need two things: you need that the bracha should have a shem bracha, and you need that he should be the same dargas chiyuv. So that's why there are two requirements here. This blind person, A, this is mechuyv derabbanan, that gives his bracha shem bracha, chalos shem bracha. It's not a bracha levatala. And the fact that he could come to a chiyuv daraisa, that is enough to be motzi someone else's family b'shomei keone. But if it was just that he could come to a chiyuv bracha, that wouldn't be enough, because his bracha wouldn't have a shem bracha unless we have arvus. But if there's no arvus for whatever reason, then it's no good. Then his bracha is not a bracha, and it's a bracha levatala. I always said before that the arvus gives the bracha chalos shem bracha. But if there's no arvus, then all he has here is the fact that he could come to a chiyuv daraisa, but the bracha isn't a bracha, it's a bracha levatala. With this, Ferentford, a Rashi, a Shver Rashi in Brachas in Daf Memches. Rashi says, you know why a cotton can't be motzi de chova is hagadol? Because he's not mechuyev v'birchas hamazon. Only his father is. His father has to be mechanichim, but the cotton mitzad atzma was in mechuyev. So in the Gilyan Ashas there, he's tamei on Rashi. He says, we see by Noshim that if they're only chayovas midirabonin in benching, they can't be motzi men or chayev d'oraisa. That's so ser Rashi. Rashi seems to imply that ketanim, because they're not chayiv derabbanan, they can't be motzi gedolim in benching. Mashmah, if they were chayiv derabbanan, they could be motzi. So why is there a mashmos in Rashi that a cut, if he was chayiv derabbanan in benching, he could be motzi gedolim? Whereas by nashim, we see that they're chayiv derabbanan, they can't be motzi men in benching. What's the distinction between ketanim and nashim? So the answer is that by ketanim, here we have a chisaron that his bracha is not a bracha. Why is his bracha not a bracha? Because he has no chiyuv chinuch. It's not on him, it's on his father, so the bracha doesn't have a chalos shem bracha. If he would be chayiv derabbanan, then his bracha would have a chalos shem bracha. And how could he then be motzi as an adult? Very simply, because he's asi lidei chiyuv, like the svara of that the Mordechai brings in the name of Tuvia Mivina, that he could come to a chiyuv daraisa, right, when he gets older. So just like the Summa, he's called a mechuyuv bedavar, because he could see theoretically and then be chayiv daraisa, so to a katan could come to godless. But the woman is never becoming a man. So therefore, she's never going to be in the same dargas chiyuv as a man. And that's why she cannot be motzihim. So we understand why the mashmos of Rashi is that if a katan was just chayiv darabon, it could be motzi a man as opposed to a woman. Friend for the kash of the Gilyan Ashas. So now, we get to our climax. The shiny misha eno mechuyev b'sfiras ha'omer machmis chisaron tmimos mi ben ir she'eno mechuyev b'tesvav. We have to make a distinction between somebody who's not mechuyev in sfiras ha'omer because he's lacking tmimos because he missed a night, and a ben ir that's not mechuyev on tesvav. A ben ir isn't mechuyev in the chiyev of a ben krach, and therefore a ben ir cannot be motzius a ben krach yidei chovaso, like it says in the Yerushalmi. Mashen ken misha ein biyado lispor machmas shichcha shel yom sfiras yom echad. It would appear poshut, somebody who's missed a day, that you're right, the bracha he makes for himself is going to be a bracha levatala, but he's still called a mechuyev bedavar. So even though he can't make the bracha himself, it doesn't mean that because of this he's not mechuyev bedavar. He's just anus melekaimus sfira, but he's mechuyev bedavar. And on the 14th, on the 15th, a ben ir is in mechuyev, so he's not even considered mechuyev bedavar. So he can't be motzi a ben krach. But a person who missed a day, see, he can't be motzi somebody else because he's the bracha that he can't make a bracha for himself, because the bracha that he makes for himself is going to be a bracha levatala because he missed a day. But is he still considered mechuyev bedavar? Yeah, he's mechuyev bedavar. He's honest, because he missed a day, but he's still mechuyev bedavar. So now, for Enfer Takasha, we started with from the Yerushalmi. How gishmak. that, according to those poskim who say, brought by the Ritzvi Pesach Frank, the Moifei Sador and Mikrai Kodesh, and Sima Samach Vav, those poskim, those rabbis in Saloniki, who say that if you miss a day, you can be Motzi Rabbim. Aye, they're not Mechuyev B'davar. What about the case of the, how can they be Motzi? If a Ben Ir can't be Motzi, a Ben Krach, how can somebody miss a day be Motzi those who didn't? And the answer is that the Ben Ir isn't Mechuyev B'davar. Somebody who forgot Sfira Se'omer, Sehi Mitzad Atzmo, can't make the Bracha, because Ein Lo Tumimos. But, so you know what's going to give his Bracha, Shem Bracha? Arvus. Arvus is mafkil the levatol of his bracha. So now his bracha is a shame bracha. Oh, now his bracha is a shame bracha. That's the arvus that gets us. He's also mechuyev b'davar, just like they are, because he's chayiv in shevish shabbosas tumimos, just like they are. So therefore, mitzad on both ends, he can be, he's fine. His bracha is a bracha of mitzad arvus, as we said before, and he's called mechuyev b'davar. Unlike somebody who's a Ben Ir on the 15th, isn't a Mechuyev B'davar. But a person, even if he misses a day, he can't count with a Brach on his own. But he's still considered a Mechuyev B'davar. He's just honest that he can't be Yotzei Yischiyuv. But if he's counting for others, he can. That's why the Beis HaLevi, when he missed a day, would ask somebody else if he could possibly let the Beis HaLevi make the Bracha on his behalf. So that was very, very sweet, and we should be zoche. Obviously, lachzor v'lishnos perik said there's so much Torah about Sfiras Omer. It's very gishmak to learn, and we should be zoche. Lilmod ulamid lishma v'las l'kaimus kol erets namo terasu v'havam v'yamein. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.